Jesus, why do they always leave it up to me to fix these mistakes? I got 6 kids here who didn't pass Sex Ed 101. And looking to see who taught the class, I can see why. If ever there was a dried up old prune, she was it. Why, she's older than dirt. Never married, 1 foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. And she used to be a nun on top of it all. Why administration thought she would be a good match for teaching these kids all about sex is beyond me. She must have had seniority or something. Oh, well. Now, me, on the other hand, well, let's just say that I'm more than qualified to teach sex ed based on personal experience. Why, when I was younger, I must have fucked. Well, anyway, now, going down the list of students here, I think I see where the problem is. These are very smart kids, geniuses even, in their own chosen field, but they don't socialize much. Too much studying and not enough play. Well, except for this one guy here. He's a real hunk. I see the problem. He was out all semester with a broken leg, so he missed the class. Well, I think I'm going to have to enjoy teaching these kids and maybe taking a personal interest in some of them. There goes the bell. I better hurry and get things started. Good afternoon, class. You are all here today because you are all fucking failures. I mean, you're failures at fucking. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. But we're going to get things straightened out. I'm going to get you pointed in the right direction, as it were. We're going to plow ahead. We're going to thrust our little engines forward at full speed ahead and give our little swimmers a powerful reward at the end of the tunnel, releasing our fully loaded weapons at full capacity, flooding that tunnel with all the power we can muster, expanding the power, swelling our engines up so that with one last powerful thrust of our booster rockets, we've reached maximum warp speed and we'll burst our boosters in glorious fireworks. Oh, whew. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me introduce myself. I am Penny Prunewhistle, but you can just call me Penny, because we are going to get to know each other really well in this class. We shall have no secrets. Everything shall be out in the open, fully displayed, as it were. In other words, I'm going to teach you how to launch your missile. I see we have 2 girls and 5 boys in class today, so let's get started, shall we? You 2 girls, I want you to come up front here and take your clothes off. And you boys, I want you just sit there at your desks and watch. You are both good-looking girls with nice figures, nothing to be ashamed of. I want you to start by unbuttoning your blouse and then take it off. Men, I want you to pay attention now. I want you to watch, and I want you to take notes. Perhaps write down any feelings or sensations that you experience as you watch these lovely girls take off their clothes. And for those of you who can't express your feelings very well writing, you can just draw a picture. Yeah, pictures. Yes, you girls did very well. You unbuttoned your little white blouses just fine, and now you're standing up front here in just your bra and skirt. Betty, I think you need to talk to your mother about getting a new bra. You've definitely outgrown the one you're wearing. Your boobies are just overflowing your bra cups. All that tit flush just hanging out, just oozing out there, swelling up. And you, Janice, don't be shy, honey. Lots of men like small-chested girls. Go ahead and take your bra off. Show us your nipples. There, see? See how big and hard your little nipples are? And you, Betty, take your bra off and show the boys your tits. Some men like big tits as well as small ones. And I want you to make a big production out of taking off your bra, too. Tease these boys a little. Don't show them everything all at once. Make the boys guess what's underneath those bra cups. Yeah, that's the way. Drag it out. There. See, fellas? Wasn't that worth the wait? Just look at those beauties. Nice, firm, plump tit flesh with nice, big areolas. Janice, I want you to stand closer to Betty and lean down and suck on her nipples. Make them all big and hard like yours are. Yeah, good girl. Cup and fondle them too. Show the boys here how big tits need to be caressed and fondled and mauled and sucked. And Betty, you do the same thing to Janice. Switch off. Show the guys how much fun it is to suck little baby puffy nipples and make those nipples grow all big and hard. Yeah, you girls are doing a wonderful job. Are you paying attention, guys? Yeah, I can see you are. You all have big tents in your pants. That's good. That's what I want to see. Now, girls, I want you to take off your skirts now, your little plaid uniform skirts, and show us your pretty panties. Go ahead. Dance around a little bit. Roll those hips. Shake those butts. Now the panties. Lose the panties. Shimmy them down over your hips and there, fellas. See the girls in all their glory? Look at those little tufts of hair just above the junction of their thighs. Look at those tight stomachs, those rounded hips. Turn around, girls. Look at those honey buns, nice and curvy, just made to be grasped by a man's hands. Now bend over at the waist and stick your butts out. See, fellas? That's what you're aiming for. Those luscious lips, that folded skin, that gash, that slit, that snatch. That's where all the glory is. Fuck holes just made for your cocks, ready and waiting for a man to thrust his hard cock into that secret cavern. Okay, that's enough, girls. You can stop sucking on each other's tits now. You can stop feeling each other up. Betty, get your fingers out of Janice's twat and sit down here on this wide padded bench and wait a minute. I need to get these boys up to speed. Okay, fellas, you know the mission you're on. You've seen the goalpost. Now it's time to get your engines ready. Stand up, guys. Come on, stand up. Straighter. You there on the end. You're all bent over. What do you mean you can't straighten up? Oh, I see. Yes, we do seem to have a problem, don't we? And it looks like a big problem, too. I may need to take charge of it personally. Yeah, this will fit in quite well with today's lesson. I'm going to teach you all how to suck cock. Girls, you will need to know this. And you fellas, well, you might as well pay attention, too, because you never know when you're going to get lucky. Stand up, Johnny. I'm sorry. I forgot. You can't stand up. Don't worry. Help is on the way. Just let me unzip your pants. Yeah. So we can get to the root of your problem here. And oh, my. Now I see. You have a big problem, don't you? Well, not to worry. I've handled this situation before. Gather around, class, while you watch me handle this problem. Do you see how stiff this boy's cock is? How swollen? How hard? And his balls? Do you see how big and swollen they are? Filling up with his man seed? Ready to shoot his seed inside just about anything that's available. He needs to get off right away before any permanent damage is done. See how I'm holding his stiff cock? Sliding my soft, warm hand up and down, the shaft. And look at all that pre-cum that's dribbling out, Watch me lick it up. Nothing tastier than a young man's cum. Yes, indeedy. Now watch as I take his head into my mouth and suck. All the while cupping his balls, gently caressing them, fondling them, as I open my mouth and take more and more of his cock down inside. Sucking and slurping on it. Taking more and more of it into my mouth. Now, son, I want you to put your hands on the back of my head and guide my mouth up and down your cock in the motion that is most pleasing to you. You guys always need to show your cocksucker how much you want it done, how you want it done to you, because every man is different. Yeah, that's the way. Keep trying to shove it down my throat. What's that? You in the blue shirt, Tommy. You got a problem. Oh, I see. You were bursting through your pants, aren't you? Betty, I want you to go over there and take care of Tommy's problem for him. I want you to suck his cock. Just follow me and do to him while I'm doing to Johnny. Oh, all right, Janice. Yes, stop flapping your arms. Yes, you can suck a cock, too. Which one of you guys wants to volunteer to have Janice suck your cock? Jesus, she's just a beginner. She can't suck all three of you guys at once. I tell you what, split it up. You girls can have two cocks each. That's only fair. Now watch me and do everything that I do. And guys, try and hold out as long as you can. Yeah, that's the way. Rub your cocks all over their pretty faces. Dribble some of that pre-cum over their lips and cheeks. Girls love it when a man makes them all messy with drool and spit and man goo. Now, girls, you'll have to open your mouths and lick and suck and alternate between their cocks. Share the wealth. Don't hog just one guy. Yeah, good going. You're doing great, girls. Suck and lick that head. Ring that slit out with your tongue. Lick up all that drool. Kiss the tip. Lick that shaft. Worship that cock. Show these guys you really like sucking their cock. Now lick the shaft all the way down to the balls. Lick those balls. Gently. That's where all the good stuff is. And if you girls do a really good job, pretty soon you'll be rewarded with a nice, big, huge load of young spunk coating your face. And if you're really lucky, coating your throat and belly. That's the way. Keep stroking that shaft as you lick their balls. Work your way back up. Now take the head back into your mouth and suck on it. Don't worry if the boy gets a little aggressive and out of control. You're just exciting him so much he can't help but thrust his cock inside your mouth. Just learn to take it. He's trying to push past your tonsils and down your throat because he has to thrust. He needs to. His little rocket engine is all worked up and he needs to blast off. And you can do it, girls. Gag on his cock. Open up your throat for him. Let him fuck your throat. Let him grab your head and thrust his powerful cock down your throat. You can take it. Women are built to take a cock. Let him grab your head as he thrusts. Let him pull your head to his groin and hold it there while he spasms. He's getting ready to shoot. Don't forget to switch off between guys. Don't show any favoritism. They both need it. Those boys need to come. And let the first one come down your throat while you stroke the other. Let the other guy grab his cock and rub it all over your tits and your face. That's the way. Can you feel it? Can you feel your mouth and face being stuffed by those big man-sized cocks? See how big they're getting? Those boys need to come. Don't worry. They'll make more cum. You can't exhaust them. Their supply of spunk is endless. And just open up your throats and take it. Let the first guy come down your throat and watch that throat bulge out. Watch Johnny shove his cock down Betty's throat. See that huge cock bulge? Just wait until he sticks his cock in her cunt and watch her stomach bulge out. Oh yeah, that's the world. That's the way, girls. Yeah, get ready, girls. Yeah, yeah. Get ready to take it. He can't help himself. He has to come. He has to shove it in deep. Suck it up, girls. Open that throat and take that cum. Let him shoot his jizz down your throat as he holds your head tight against his groin and shoots and spasms and, ow, stick your finger up his ass. Make it good for him. You'll have a boyfriend for life if you do that. Make him come. Drain those balls. Yeah, that's the way. That's the way. Yeah, do it. Oh, girls, I am so proud of you. Now swallow it. A man likes to see his girl swallow his cum, his precious seed, his baby batter. See how pretty you girls all are now. Your face and tits and hair all covered in cum from the second guy while the first guy squirted down your throat. Oh, yeah. That's the way, girls. Lick up each other's faces. Lick all that spunk up. You're both covered with man goo. That's the way, guys. Rub your cock all over their faces. Rub that jizz in. Now let the girls suck your cock clean and make them hard again so you can ram it up inside their little wet, juicy cunts. Come on, girls. Lay back down here on the bench. The guy who didn't come down your throat gets first crack at your cunt. He gets to ram his dick all the way around inside your wet gash and then stuff it up your cunt. Watch me. Watch me to see how you do it. You ready, Johnny? Huh? You ready to ram your big, thick fuck stick up inside your teacher's cunt? Oh, yeah. That's the way. Rub it all around. Check out my clit with your man meat. Get your fuck stick all wet. Slide it up and down my gash. Now get it lined up with my fuck hole and shove it in. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, God, oh, oh, I forgot how big your meat was. Hold still a minute, will you, while I get used to it? Are you watching, guys and girls? Did you see how Johnny here just took charge and rammed his meat up inside his teacher's cunt chute? See how Johnny has my legs raised up over my head? How my big fat tits jiggle around as he thrusts up inside me? Oh, how I love those powerful thrusts. Like he's going right through me until the tip of his cock will be poking out of my mouth. Oh yeah, fuck me, Johnny. Yeah, give your teacher your big fat thick hard young man meat. Oh God, yeah. Oh God, that feels so good. Oh yeah, that's the way. Whoo, pound my cunt. Yeah, plow me. Yeah, fuck your teacher deep. Give me all you got as I raise my hips to meet your hard thrust. Oh God, yeah. Rubbing my clit up against your shaft. Fingering my clit. Making myself come on Johnny's cock as he thrusts deep inside his teacher's cunt. Oh, give me what you got, boy. Yeah, give me everything. Give me your cum. Watch me, girls, as I stick my finger up his asshole and massage that prostate. See him jumping forward? This is making it very good for him. Thrust harder, Johnny. Yeah, give me that cock. Give me that big cock. Pound me harder. Deeper. Yeah, now shoot. Shoot your load. Give me that cum. Squirt it. Ow. 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 my God, girls, look at his ass flexed. And his balls tighten and shiver as he comes inside me. Oh, keep inside me. Giving me all of his baby bear. Oh, God. Nothing better than young cock. Yeah. Well, what are you girls waiting for? You have two holes, don't you? Let one guy fuck your cunt while the other guy fucks your asshole. You can do it. Yeah, go for it. Plow their holes, boys, and give it to them. Those sluts were made to take cock. Now ram it deep up inside their fuck shoots. Pound that ass. Come deep inside them. Yeah, that's the way. Yeah, keep fucking them. Yeah, do it. Do it. Uh-oh. Clean up on aisle 3. Oh, geez. We're gonna need a fucking mop. I forgot how much cum young guys shoot. Fuck. Oh, one mop ain't gonna do it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. How I hate housework.